Whitney or Vered from Nashville asked, which is the first holy day mentioned in the Torah reading for Sukkot? I think that you're referring to the first sentence there that deals with the holidays, which speaks about the 14th day of Nisan, which was the day that they brought the Passover sacrifice. And the day that you bring a sacrifice, you don't do work. So that was a holy day, Erev Pesach, which also was considered a holy day. In many places, that's referred to as the holiday of Pesach, whereas the next day, the 15th day of Nisan, starts the holiday of the Matzos, Chag HaMatzos, as we refer to Pesach. But the first day, Chag HaPesach, was the day that they brought the Passover sacrifice, and that day also, even though the Torah does not say specifically that one is not allowed to work on that day, it's a day where certain works are also prohibited due to the fact that one brought the sacrifice.